Now, I have these special announcements that I've been wanting to share with you, and we've been waiting for some things to clarify so that we could do that today. And, you know, it's just been an interesting season, not just in our church, but throughout Christendom, throughout the church in America, and certainly for us, from the time of COVID, social unrest, political polarization, people moving during COVID. And then in our own church family, we lost two key staff persons, a worship leader. We lost Curtis, our executive pastor, who went on to another calling in a church up in Jacksonville. So there have been three things that we've been really praying about and wanting to work on for our church, and especially kind of try to pull together this summer to regroup and relaunch back to school season at the end of this summer. So one is we wanted to like prayerfully put the right staff ministry team in place to serve you and to serve the Lord here at Christ Community Church, because we've been understaffed in a significant way for a long season. Secondly, we wanted to then reimagine what it would take to help our people connect as a church that's coming out of a time where for a season we weren't even meeting, and then we were doing online, and then we were meeting less frequently, and we used to have three services, we went to two services. How do we help our people connect together? And then finally, how do we relaunch our core purpose, what I preached about today, of making disciples who glorify God by following Christ daily? So a lot of that is unfolding during the summer. We're praying about it. We want you to be praying with us about it. But the first piece of that, we feel like we've really seen it come together just in recent weeks. And so we want to share it with you. We're going to be following this up with some communications by email and social media. But one of the things we've done is the elders, part of the backdrop for this is I'm also turning 70 in a year and a half. Year and a half, I'm turning 70. I've been a pastor. I have not been without being in a lead or solo pastor role more than 3 months since I was 24. So that's over 44 and a half years that I've been doing this. And I love it, but I'm also feeling like there's a time coming, maybe around 70, where I'm going to shift a little bit, and I still want to be involved in serving the Lord, but there's also a transition coming. The elders and I want to allow me in these last 18 months to focus on leadership, preaching and teaching, and helping us do the very best transition that we can. And as a result of that, one of the things that happened is our present staff, many of our present staff members, pastoral staff, have taken on new roles to help accomplish that purpose. So here's three gentlemen that you know well, Dennis, Daniel, and Phil Bellamy. And they've all been on our staff for a long time. Dennis for the longest time. I think over 25 years. I'm looking at Dennis trying to get a nod. Over 25 years. And so Dennis is senior associate pastor. And in that title, one of the things that he's taking on is a lot, the major weight of responsibility for administrating the operations of our church to help us accomplish our mission. He's still pastor for children, families, and groups. So I'm going to add something to this in a bit, but that's Dennis taking on new and important responsibilities that are critical to the life and health of our church. And I just want to publicly thank him and appreciate him for the way he's stepped up and been doing that. Yeah. He's been a tremendous lifesaver, co-worker with me, and it's just gotten stronger in these last 2 years than ever even. Daniel Walker, he's still the youth and connections pastor, but he's taken on new responsibilities in that area of connections. He's not the only one working in that. Dennis with groups does a lot of that, and with children and family. We're going to see in a minute, we've got a new staff person that's coming alongside to help them, but Daniel's taking on new responsibilities there. Phil has been campus ministry. He's in Puerto Rico now. He's coming home this week. He's leading our campus ministry there, but he's also taking on the role of integrating life-on-life discipleship into the fabric of our whole church. A lot of what they do on campus with campus ministry he's going to begin building that ethos, that practice, into the core of our church as a whole. So all these three are critical. By the way, there are a lot of staff members I'm not mentioning today. And that's not because they're not important. It's because they haven't had major changes in their roles. People that work, I'm thinking about Kim and Pam and Lisa and all of a lot of other people, Andrea, people that work in a lot of different aspects of our church ministry. But these are the ones where their roles are changing. Then next, you already know Joy because she often leads worship. What many people don't realize is she is our full-time worship leader now. For a while, she was part-time, and she was sharing the worship leadership with Pat Altez and Josh Fabish. Josh and Pat are still helping. They're on the leadership team with Joy, but Joy is now the full-time worship leader who we have so many gifted vocalists and instrumentalists and people in the tech side of things with sound and video and audio and production. But Joy is literally orchestrating all of that. And she's done a fantastic job. We're super thankful for her. But we wanted you to know that she's in that role at this time. Then third, a new member of our ministry staff team is Lori Ellickson. Lori comes to us with a lot of past church leadership and ministry experience. She, because of the new roles that Dennis and Daniel are taking on, has been brought on as a support person to help them be able to sustain their increased ministry responsibilities. You'll often find Lori at the welcome table, where she will welcome you, and she'll help you to get connected or to take your next steps, whatever they might be. She's often there with her husband, Tim. They've both been a tremendous blessing to us. Fourth is Sean Moore. I brought him up the week before last, I think it was. But just to remind you, he now is going to be the critical linchpin in coordinating all of these different moving parts to help us execute, executive ministry coordinator, help us execute the vision of the lead pastor and the elders, and to help it all actually be coordinated and accomplished. Now, there's a fifth one. For some time now, we've been praying about and in process looking for someone to come in alongside me to be a teaching pastor. It's been a long process, and of course, part of that, what's in the backdrop, is that 18-month timeline that I'm on to 70. We have someone that we had been interviewing and talking to for an extended period of time. We extended a formal call to this person. This person accepted that formal call, asked from the Lord, from the elders, and from the people of Christ Community Church. And you know this person, Barry Cooper. Yeah. Beginning in January, Barry Cooper is going to be working here full-time. He's already given notice at Ligonier, where he presently hosts podcasts, Simply Put, and does a lot of productions. For instance, right now he's going to be in Scotland with Sinclair Ferguson doing a documentary on Scottish Christian leaders. But he's going to be joining us full-time in January as an associate pastor, focused on teaching and preaching, working right alongside me, helping me as we all work together as a team to advance the cause of Christ at Christ Community Church. We believe this all has come in answer to our prayers, many of your prayers. We kind of feel like we built a fire in the fireplace, though. Now we need to pray for God to ignite it. For it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord, that good things happen in this world for the cause of Christ. But we're deeply, deeply thankful that God has helped us assemble a team which we believe can serve you well as we serve the Lord together. Will you stand with me? Please remember that there's always prayer after the service. Happy and just love to pray with you if you're here today for any cause. Now, as you live your life this week, remember the compassion of the Father. Remember this story. Learn this story. Learn it where you can share it. Sure, it's great to read it to someone, but just to be able to just sit with someone and say, let me tell you a story that Jesus told. A story that's really in the Bible. That's one of the things that Pam kept saying when Sarah shared it with her. That's really in the Bible? Jesus said that? Yes. Live in light of that and share it. And as you do, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, so that as you trust in him, you may overflow with hope by the power of his Holy Spirit. In Christ's name, amen.